Tefillah for Life, Shir 396, Monday, Parshas Vayechi. We are analyzing the words in Baruch Sha'amar, HaMehulal B'fi Amoy, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is praised in the mouth of his nation. And we explain that praise is a lashon of emotional praise, excitement. That Klal Yisrael praises the Rabbeinu Shalom with Hilal, with excitement, with Simcha. And that is the explanation of this term, HaMehulal B'fi Amoy. The Rabbeinu Shalom is praised emotionally by Amoy, by his nation, by the people that feel that we are the Am of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We have a relationship, we are close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the ones that are Mehalal the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that is the praise that the Rabbeinu Shalom waits for. The excitement in the praise. The feelings of simcha, the feelings of emotion when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu prides himself by being Mehulal B'fi Amoy. He is praised, excessively praised, emotionally praised by his nation, by the ones that consider themselves close to him. And that is the difference between a person that says Psukei de Zimra, or the various praises of the Rabbeinu Shalom, without emotion, without feeling, and a person that says it with emotion, and he gets excited about it. A person that feels that he is part of Amoy, he is part of the nation of the Rabbeinu Shalom, he has a personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will say Hillel properly. He will praise the Rabbeinu Shalom with simcha and with emotion. And a person that does not live with that understanding, Chas V'Shalom, will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu half-heartedly. But that's not the praise that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He wants HaMehulal B'fi Amoy. He wants the praise of the mouth of his nation. That we should feel like we have a relationship with him. And that is the reason why Tehillim is called Tehillim, which is a lashon of Hilal, which is this form of praise. Because the objective of Tehillim is to demonstrate the feelings of B'fi Amoy. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's nation, he takes care of us, he saves us, and therefore we say his praises with a lashon of Tehillah, with a lashon of Hillel, with a lashon of Simcha and emotion. That is the praise that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants, that is the praise that he waits for. And that is how we should view when we have the opportunity to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom with Psukei de Zimra or any other praise. If we take that little bit of effort and put the feeling into it, we are not just doing a better praise. We are doing a whole different praise. We are praising the Rabbeinu Shalom with Hillel, with Hallel, and then we are Amoy. Then we demonstrate that we have a personal relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the difference between a person that experiences Psukei de Zimra properly and a person that does not.